All right, so I didn't even know this was a thing, but today is National Uncle and Auntie Day. Uh-huh. So, Steve, you're everybody's favorite uncle. Two questions. Any advice you want to give your nieces and your nephews? And do you have a favorite auntie or uncle story that you want to share?
My favorite uncle is my Uncle Donald, hands down. And I loved all my aunts, except for Aunt Agnes, the only one
I
ain't
stop?
Always talk about
you stop with Aunt Agnes.
Aunt Agnes, fat ass. Always hateful, never encouraged me. You know, she used to give everybody nickel for going to the store, right? But because I studied, she didn't want to give me no nickel because I ain't got all day to wait on you to come back here with this food. down there, trying to figure out what to say. I said, okay.
Come on, Aunt Agnes.
I couldn't stand her ass. But anyway, yeah, I wanted some advice to
anyway.
To my nephews and nieces out there that's in the millennial division and everything. Look, I know that this generation, and I applaud you all for being the most tech-savvy and aggressively thinking generation that has come along in a while. I do want to say also that the Black Lives Matter movement has become the most relevant movement to move forward the ambitions of people of color than when civil rights movement. I want to say that. I also want to remind you all that still there has to be a work ethic applied. I think the element that's missing from this generation is the work ethic of your superiors. That's not to knock what you're doing, but so many young people have benefited from online and struck it, hit it with some type of e-commerce little hustle and asking for money and GoFundMe pages and all this here that has got everybody trying to find that magical way for themselves. Nothing substitutes and replaces hard work. There is no elevator to the top. You have to take the stairs. I wish I could get young people to understand, man, that if you could take this technical savviness that you have and this technical advancements that you have and put my generation's work ethic with it, this would be an unstoppable generation. But it's too many, far too many, trying to hit it rich quick, look for the next wonder moment online. When you waste a lot of time when you could be just putting in some serious working and making yourself some real money. That's my advice.
That's real talk. Good advice,
yeah,
Uncle
that's
Steve.
Great advice. Yeah,
I mean,
is.
That's what I'm learning from these young people, man. And like, even in my own children, you know, they always got these bright ideas. But then at the end of the day, I tell them, hey, look, y'all, you can have these great ideas and I'm going to support it. But you're going to have to put some work with this thing. And you can stop thinking you finna strike it rich next week. One of my kids told me, I'm going to make $80 million this year.
The child? What?
I said it's February. I know, but I'm finna sign some deals. Okay. All right. And when you and can I sign them too?
Get in on this.
Yeah.
$80 million?
Well, needless to say, it's not working out that way. But, I mean, it's good to have ambitions and everything. But some of these unrealistic timelines are a bit, look, it's okay to make $80 million. But understand what I've learned. It takes a long time to make a lot of money.
So, okay,
and keep it.
Where's the disconnect between our generation and their generation and the hard work aspect?
Well, it's just you've seen so many people hit it. But that's all. Only the ones they highlight. They don't highlight the failures. Instagram is the highlight reel of people's life.
Right.
I did this. I did that. I did this. I did that. Let's come back and talk about it because there's some more to this.
All right. It is National Auntie and Uncle Day. We'll talk more from Uncle Steve and get more of his advice right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we were just talking about National Uncle and Auntie Day. You were giving our millennials and our Gen X's out there some advice to your nieces and nephews Which is
a great generation, a great generation. And I applaud them. Like I say, I commend them for being tech savvy. And I really commend them for this, for spearheading this Black Lives Matter movement, because it's been the most relevant movement toward advancement of people of color since the civil rights movement. I've never seen anything like it. And these young people, athletes, everybody's involved, man. They've got some young leaders out there that's female and male, and I think that's new. I think it's they have a gifted group. I think the disconnect that I see is because this generation only shows the highlight reels of people's life, and it has people who don't understand that these highlights reels are merely highlights, that there are hundreds of millions of people who don't hit it one time, who ain't one-hit wonders, and that don't have that Birkin bag. That's not really their Birkin bag. That's not really their jet. That's not really their car. Ooh. That's not really their skin. They got filters. That's really not their waistline. And they got all these young people thinking that they got to go and do all of this and they can hit it quick. Yep. There is no elevator to the top. And that's what, and I'm going to share another reason with you too, if we have chance.
Okay. More advice from Uncle Steve on National Uncle and Auntie Day right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, this is National Uncle and Auntie Day, and we were just, you know, just at Steve's feet with more advice from him to his nieces and nephews. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this generation and sometimes how we have a disconnect, and I've commended this generation, and I'll do it again, for being as tech-savvy and as forward-thinking and progressive as you all are. Having made more wealthy people that I've seen come along in a long time, and also for Black Lives Matter movement, which has been the most significant movement since the civil rights. Here is a slight disconnect, and it is because your parents didn't have the knowledge of technology. It doesn't mean that they don't possess massive amounts of technology. Because as technical as you are, we still got to get down to how to become successful. And as technical as you are, we still have to get down to how to gain life experiences. Mm-hmm. And some things will never, ever change. And don't write older people off because they don't know how to go online and do this or they ain't got social media. Don't write them off like they are without value. Because they bring a value to the table that you can't really put online. Like I was talking about success and like I'm talking about experience. You can't Google success or experience. I don't care what you do. And all this older generation comes with something, man. They come with
wisdom.
a work ethic and a wisdom and a know-how and a fight. They know how to fight. They know how to see a task through. So I wish that young people, some young people, would kind of remember that and be a little bit more respectful for that generation or two in front of you and realize that a lot of those people, like the generation in front of me, paved the way.
They paved
the way. They made it possible for you to even have. Look, man.
Our parents worked hard.
I was talking to one of these people that worked for me. His little brother has never known anything but a black president and a black vice president. They've never known anything else. Mm-hmm. They don't know that him becoming president was a miracle.
My daughter.
That was serious history. Yep.
And so, you know, when you're born thinking this is the way it is, you don't have a real idea of how is got to be.
Right. Say that again.
You don't have any idea how is got to be, because in order for something to be is, it's got to be a was now. And that was wide. And that's what I wish they would always remember about that older generation.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Steve, on this National Uncle and Auntie Day. All right. We'll be back with our last break of the day and some closing remarks from everybody's favorite Uncle Steve Harvey.
You gave those, but Tommy has some.
At 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.